Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with Daily Inspiration. We had just been going through some, as I had called it, some random thoughts about God this week and God's nature and all of those things. And yesterday we looked at Exodus chapter 34. And Exodus chapter 19, I guess it was, just looking at the children of Israel and their experience with God coming down on the mountain and the mountain shaking and all those things. And so I want to just continue in that vein. Exodus chapter 34 was where Moses went up and he wanted to see God. And God said, you know, you can, no man can see my face and live, but you can see me from behind. And so he walked past and let Moses see him from behind. And then God proclaims who he is there, full of goodness and truth, merciful, long-suffering. But then in the end it says, but will by no means clear the guilty. So there's this, the fullness of the nature of God that includes perfection, includes perfect judgment and justice. And on the other hand, it includes perfect love. And so for these two to come together and be a part of one nature of one person, the person of God, brings a challenge concerning sinful men who sinned and fell away from God. And yet God in his perfect love will go to a great extent to whatever means it takes to bring them back to himself. And so here's where Jesus comes in. And if you go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. So, speaking of man, he made him a little lower than the angels, crowned him with glory and honor, and he set him over the works of his hands. God in the beginning gave Adam and dominion over all the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field, and the whole earth was put under his dominion. And when they sinned, that was basically taken and put into the hands of Satan. Now, in order for God to redeem that back to himself, he needed to become a man. So the wages of sin is death, as it says in Romans 6. And also, the soul that sins, it shall die. I forget where that is. There's in Genesis, one place says, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So there's this conflict here going on between God's demand for perfect justice and his tremendous love that he has for mankind. So this is where Jesus, it says here, but when going to verse 8 in Hebrews 2, thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory. Okay, so then verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under his feet, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him of whom are all things, and of whom and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. that Jesus tasted death for every man. Jesus had this life to give, as it is the wages of sin is death. We must give our life for our sins. Jesus had, and all of us have our life to give, but we have our own sins to pay for. But Jesus, he had a life to give, but no sins, no debt of sin that he owed. So he was able to come and give that life that for the debt that we owed. And he became a man so that he could rightfully come and redeem everything back to himself, because it had been given to man. Now, the other thought that I wanted to bring in with that, you know, oftentimes it's, so why did God allow evil in this world? Why did that ever, why didn't he just destroy Satan right off the bat and when he sinned and just get him out of the way so we don't have all this problem here? And, you know, I don't know. I don't claim to know the heart of God the fullest, but there's some thoughts here that I'd like to share. And one is that, you know, if there would have never been evil in the world, there would have never been need for redemption. If there would have never been a redemption, we would have never been able to fully grasp the love of God or the justice of God. There's so many characteristics of God that we would never know, because we would have no reference point. If there would have never been any sin, we would have no reference point. But because of that, because of all these things, God allowed these things. For a purpose. And that's one purpose that I can see that it fulfilled, in the sense that we now have a reference point. We now have a grasp of the magnitude of God's love for us and his grace towards us and his mercy and his, because of the extent that he was willing to go even to the giving of his own son to the death of the cross for our redemption. So that's my thoughts for this morning. God bless you. May his grace abound in you and you gain in knowledge of him day by day.